Good morning. This feast of Pentecost is the concluding feast of the Easter season. For a week of weeks, 7 weeks of 7 days plus one for 50 days, we have rejoiced in the resurrection of Christ. And our Easter candle has stood in the exact center of the church. It's the sign that the risen Christ is the center of our lives and the center of our community. After the last Mass today, the candle will be extinguished, be moved back to its less prominent place by the altar, and will be lit only for baptisms and funerals, to see people in and to see people out. The Easter season will be over. We go back to green vestments after a couple of pauses on Sunday for some miscellaneous feasts to get thrown in. We begin our ordinary lives again. So it is an end to a period of great celebration. But like every other end, it's also a beginning. In that way, it's very much parallel to the feast of the baptism of the Lord, which ends the Christmas season. The Christmas season is about the beginning of Jesus' incarnation, the beginning of his human journey. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But then the baptism celebrates the fact that the Holy Spirit was poured out upon him once he became an adult, and he began his ministry. It's from that, after the Spirit has come down upon him like a dove, after the voice of the Father says, "You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased." After that, he begins the work of salvation. After that, he begins his preaching and his teaching and his healing. That's why the apostles marked that as the beginning. When they're going to choose a replacement for Judas, what were the criteria? Somebody who was with us from the baptism to the day he was taken up. The whole public ministry. Well, likewise, at Pentecost, Christ completes the incarnation. No one is really a human being completely until they have lived a human life and died a human death. And Jesus is now completely one of us, and God has raised him from the dead. And now the Spirit is poured out again. But this time the Spirit is poured out upon us. The same Spirit that was given to Jesus at the baptism is given to us at Pentecost, telling us to now go out and continue that work, to speak what we have heard, to do what we have seen, to continue Christ's ministry in the world now that he is no longer physically among us. As we hear in that second reading, the gift of the Spirit is simple and yet complex. There is but one Spirit. We use many names, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. There is but one Spirit. But it has many effects. The fathers constantly talk about the Spirit using the analogy of rain. Rain is simply pure water that falls from the sky. They didn't know about acid rain yet. But that same pure water that falls everywhere from the sky has very different effects. It's water in the stream for us to scoop up in our hands and drink. It's also water on the soil that makes plowing and planting possible. It enables a tree to grow a little taller and add one more ring to its girth. It enables the seeds to pop up from the soil to begin to grow and develop, each in its own way. Each takes the water that is given to it by the one simple rain and turns it into a multitude of different fruits, vegetables, whatever. Each responds in its own way. Similarly with the Spirit of the risen Christ is given to each of us, and it is but one Spirit. But we are all very different people. We're genetically different. And our life experiences are different. We have different gifts, different abilities, different limitations, different challenges. We have different experiences, and we're in different life situations. And for each of us, the response to the Spirit will be different. But for each of us, it will be the same. To grow and to serve. To develop ourselves as the water enables each plant to grow and to bear fruit, each in our own kind, as the Holy Spirit enables us to do, as the rain enables the plants to do. That's true for all of us. It is particularly fitting, therefore, that in our parish tradition, it is on Pentecost Sunday that we recognize our graduating high school seniors. Because they're very much in that position. They are completing a very major step in their lives. High school has been 4 years. It's a hard time to remember back 4 years. I have trouble remembering 4 years. For somebody who is now a mighty senior to remember when they were a lowly freshman, that's a long stretch. Bringing it to an end is something one does with a certain amount of nostalgia. And yet it's also a beginning. It's off to real life now. College, work, partner, career, family, grandparenthood. All of it begins here. For all of them, it's a little different. Every one of them has different hopes, different abilities, different dreams. And yet for all, it's the same. Receive the Spirit. Grow. Don't become somebody else. You can't do it. But grow as who you are. Grow as who you can be. And serve. None of our gifts are given us for our own sake. All the gifts are given us for the sake of the whole family, the whole community, the whole church, the whole world. You don't have to have it all nailed down yet. You don't have to know exactly what you want to do with your life or exactly who your life partner will be or where you're going to live or anything else. Take time. Explore. Takes a while. But grow. Develop. Diversify. Unify. Reach out in every different direction as your abilities take you. Reach out back together. To hold yourselves together in community. Reach out to your family, to your friends, to your church. Grow with us. Help us grow. But it's not just true for them. It's particularly appropriate for them, particularly true for them. But we can't just point to them and say, okay, you guys, that's you, go do it. It's also all of us. Younger kids than this. Older kids than this. Even us who are pushing into our dotage. We all have untapped possibilities. We all have ministries that we can yet develop. Gifts that we can yet use. Opportunities on which we can yet capitalize. This is the end of the Easter season, the end of the celebration of the dying and rising of the Lord. It's also the time to begin again. To begin again our life and our work of ministry. Let the Spirit fall upon you like the gentle rain from heaven. And let it nourish you. And let it bring forth the talents that lie within you. And use those talents for God's kingdom.